WPGC presents another two-hour special on those oldies but goodies. Your host, Scott Shannon.
Good evening. Sunday night with Shannon on the radio, my favorite place to be. Great show for you tonight. Boy, I got a good one. This is interview night. Tonight we'll talk to Dick Clark about the Caravan of Stars, American Bandstand. Plus, you'll hear some rare interviews from my collection with Little Richard, Buddy Holly, a new one with Buddy Holly, Benny King, Elvis Presley, and the Beatles. When I say a new interview with Buddy Holly, I mean one that you have not heard yet. That's all tonight between right now and midnight. Let's get it going with Bobby Brady and the Concords. One of the most requested song on the Sunday Night Oldies show. Smokey Robinson's song called More, More, More of Your Love.
Come on, Brady.
WPGC, oldies with goodies. Ah, yeah. Bob Brady, Concords. Still see Bob around once in a while. He's still producing records and promoting records. There's a guy that is a big famous rock and roll star now. I call him a rock and roll animal. He got started back in Michigan in 1968 as a member of this band, the Amboy Dukes, led by Ted Nugent. Freak me out, eh? Heavy metal from Detroit, Ted Nugent and the Amboy Dukes. Actually, Ted did not start in the Amboy Dukes. He started in a group that was very popular in Detroit called the Lords. And then he went out and started his own group, the Amboy Dukes. Ted Nugent, that rock and roll animal himself. Shannon with the oldies on WPGC while we're doing the heavy metal. We might as well catch this group, Iron Butterfly. They rock and roll. Got started back in 67. The group traveled to Los Angeles to audition for the clubs around Sunset Strip. They wound up at the old Whiskey a Go-Go, where everybody loved them. They started their recording career on Atlantic Records in 1968 with an album titled Heavy. And then their second album made them stars. Iron Butterfly in a Gata da Vida. Butterfly, WPGC. Shadow with the Oldies. I don't know if you know it or not, but the drummer from that band is originally from Washington, D.C., old Ron Bushy. They reformed that group a couple years ago and then busted up again. Iron Butterfly on the Oldies Show. Speaking of people from Washington, D.C., here's a band that I play quite a bit. The Chartbusters. They had that big hit, She's the One. They are from Washington, produced by local publisher Bobby Poe, the Pocat. With Mr. Mellow Donovan, Mellow Yellow.
I'm just mad about
Donovan Leach. They call me Mellow Yellow. I want to know about those electric cold bananas. Oldies Show with Shannon. Let me tell you about Jack's Oldies out in College Park. He's got oldies from 1950 to 1977. And that old rascal Jack specializes in the rare ones. He's got Silver Spring by Fleetwood Mac, The Wedding Song by old Paul Stuckey, Hey, Hey, What Can I Do, the only Led Zeppelin song not on an album, plus plenty of Beatles singles. If you want to sell your oldies, Jack is the man. The phone number's 385-8181. Jack's Oldies, 10210 Baltimore Avenue, just off the Beltway, exit 25A, Route 1. Jack's Oldies. Tell him Scott Shannon sent you. If you see Jack, ask him who the lead singer for Los Bravos is. He'll lead you astray. Scott Shannon Oldies Show resumes in a few moments.
Those oldies but beauties.
WPGC, Virginia Beach, Myrtle Beach. Ooh, give me some beach music. Bill Deal and Rondell's I've Been Hurt is the name of the song. 1964, Dave Clark 5. Come on. WPGC, Shannon with the Oldies on a Sunday night. The year, 1964. The subject, the Beatles. A news conference. The newsman asks, how in the world did you ever come up with a name like the Beatles. Paul McCartney tells him John Lennon came up with it.
Got the name Beatles in a vision, ages ago, you know, when we wanted, when we needed a name, and everybody was thinking of a name, and he thought of Beatles.
Why the B-E-A instead of the B-E-A?
Well, actually, you know,
if they left it with B-double-E, it was hard enough getting people to understand why it was B-E-A, never mind.
The American press was not quite ready for the Beatles when they hit this country. Consequently, they consistently came up with such intellectual questions as, what are your names?
Ringo, John, Paul, George. Ringo, John, Paul, George.
All together now.
Ringo, John, Paul, George.
WPGC, Beatles. Got chatting with those oldies with goodies until midnight tonight. I thought it was ironic. I came across that interview, that quick interview with McCartney and Lennon. And in the interview, McCartney tells the newspaper people that it was John Lennon who came up with the name, the Beatles. All right, we're going to take a little break. And coming up next, a quick interview and the music of Elvis Presley on those oldies with goodies.
Those oldies with goodies.
1958. Elvis Presley was leaving for Germany to serve in the United States Army. They had a press conference. Elvis was asked if he had anything to say to his millions of fans.
Yes, I would. I'd like to say that in spite of the fact that I am going away and that I'll be out of their eyes for some time, I hope that I'm not out of their minds. And I'll be looking forward to the time when I can come back and entertain again like I did.
WPGC and those oldest but goodies, Presley in the Jailhouse Rock. Shannon till midnight tonight, in case you haven't heard, tonight is interview night. And still to come up, we got an interview with Buddy Holly, taken right off American Bandstand, Little Richard, and we'll have a little rap with Dick Clark himself, and we'll play that commercial that was taken from 1964, the one for the Caravan of Stars. Do you remember a group called the Shangri-Las? Aha, they gave us the leader of the pack. Remember Walking in the Sand, Past, Present, and Future, but do you remember this classic?
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L.U.V.
Sounds sensual to me. Ah, Shangri-Las. Give them a great big kiss on the Oldies Show from WPGC. Scott Shannon for Jack's Oldies in College Park. He's got oldies from 1950 to 1977. They're open noon to 9, Monday through Saturday. They close a little early on Tuesday, about 6 o'clock. During the daytime, you can drop by and see old Crazy Mike, or Jack himself. They've got rare records like Silver Spring, Fleetwood Mac, The Wedding Song, Paul Stuckey, Beatles singles, Led Zeppelin singles. Hey, hey, what can I do? If you want to sell your singles or your albums, call old Rascal Jack at 385-8181. That's Jack's Oldies, just off the Beltway, exit 25A, Route 1, right next to Pete's Liquor Store. Tell him Shannon sent you. More oldies after a short break.
Hi. This is the musical story of Bobby Darin. Oh, that's me. The actual story, of course, doesn't have much to tell, except that I was born in New York, and that makes me a city kid. And I've been very lucky, and of course, that makes me happy. But the musical story, well, that starts back in 1958. April 10th of that year, in fact, and I walked into a record session with a song that I'd written, and a lot of hopes and a lot of dreams. Now, it wasn't the first record session I'd ever done, but it was the first time that I felt, well, maybe I could have a hit out of this particular date. The man upstairs was smiling at me that afternoon because, well, the song did become a hit. And, oh, by the way, the sounds you hear in the background are the actual pre-recording tune-ups and rehearsal of that record date. And now, the beginning.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Little Richard.
And I just got this thing, you know, it's just fair, you know, I just, woo! I just love to do it. And it just eased my burdens and take away the load. You know, sometimes, you understand.
Yeah.
Like the load gets so heavy, sometimes you got to have something to ease your pain. And I just get on the piano and just play it. You know, you got all the, everything is there. You know, you're raised with it from a kid. My mother would be washing with the rubber boat, and I'm out there singing a load away. And all the cares, and God just gave me that thing to take me on over the world, and I haven't forgotten him, see? And it just go over the world, it's just there. It's nothing nobody taught me or showed me. It was there when I was a baby. My mother said when I was born with my mouth open hollering. You understand? I've been screaming and can sing.
Go to tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has the misery, but he's having a lot of fun, oh baby.
Golly, Miss Molly, WPGC. Scott Chatter with those oldies with goodies. You got something you want to hear? Well, just drop me a line in the mail. Shannon's Oldies, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington, 20027. Dear Scott Shannon, I always hear you talk about beat music on your oldie show on Sunday night. I've never heard you play a song by the showman called 392140 Shape, Donald Lundvall. Well, Donald, let me fix that up right now. One of the all-time great beat songs. Ooh, crank this one up loud.
You are so beautiful.
What a voice.
You.
On General Johnson, lead singer for the showman. He's a good friend of Shauna, the girl you hear on Road Watch in the morning. He lives in Myrtle Beach. By the way, if you are into beach music, here's a magazine put out by a kid named Chris Beachley called It Will Stand. It's dedicated...